This is S-Tribe Radio, www.striberadio.com. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Fiona.
I have a quote today from Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
Yeah. He has wonderful quotes. And it says, one of the most responsible things you can do as an adult is to become more of a child.
Oh, I so agree. I think we might have talked something about this a couple of years ago, maybe, about the wonderment. If we, within our hearts and, you know, in our being, keep a wonder of and the awe of life and everything around us, we keep the child, that child quality within us.
And I think the playfulness, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's why animals are so helpful, because they have, you can, you know, if they're treated really well, they're playful, and they get old a little less so, but they tend to be playful. I think that's really helpful for us because it brings out the life inside us.
Yes, yes. You know what that's also reminiscent of? You know, we've talked about the gifts that the animals bring us, and when you know, and how they connect with us, and the porcupine is the one. It's like the porcupine, the hedgehog is the one that brings the innocence to us. The innocence, the awe, and the wondrous part of life, and that's what I love about children and animals and babies. You know, everything is, you look up and you keep the awe about things, the wonder about things. And it doesn't matter how old you get, as long as you have that awe and wonder that a child might have and not lose that, you can't really grow old.
It's super hard not to lose it, because everything is telling you, you know, be serious, get on with what you've got to do, keep going. I think the two things, the playfulness and the awe, can be worked with, not worked, because that's the wrong word, that's a serious thing, can be used every day in between when you have to be serious.
Yeah.
And I think with the playfulness, you can play with anything. So if you're in the shower, watch the water run down your hands and do a little dance and turn around and, you know, be careful you don't slip it. But, you know, if you're washing your hands, watch the water dripping and do a dance between the bathroom and your office. Or when you get up, you know, play with things. Play with, have a enjoyable time in your day, sometime in the day. Be playful.
And have a curiosity about things. Be open to being curious about things. I know in my travels, and I'm sure it's obviously happened to you, is say you're taking a bath and you're in the southern hemisphere, the water drains a different way than it does if you're in the northern hemisphere.
You know, when Taja, our daughter, came here to L.A. the first time, we stayed at the Sheraton. And she spent, with her, some other little Australian friends that came to visit us, they spent half of the visit, with her parents came to see, watching the toilet and the sinks going the other way.
I know. It's wonderful. And that's what children do. But I still love to find the awe and the excitement of something new, that curiosity. And I think, so read Wayne Dyer's quote again, because I really, truly believe in this.
One of the most responsible things you can do as an adult is to become more of a child.
Yes. And that's how I interpret that. It's the awe and wonderment.
And the other thing you can do is take something in your house or in your yard and go and sit with it and hold it and study it and be with it and absorb it and really be connected to it. I mean, if you watch a small child, they will, I remember with my daughter, that she would take a leaf and she would spend ages feeling the leaf and smelling the leaf and looking at the leaf because it was just everything was new. Yeah. And then when they're little, of course, they try to eat the leaf, which is always good.
Or the caterpillar that crawls on the leaf.
Well, my daughter was studying. Oh gosh. Tasha was looking at a handful of gravel. She was fascinated with the way it felt when she was like under a year, and she was looking at it, and then suddenly she put it in her mouth and swallowed it.
And you asked her how that tasted?
She was too little. I think she must have been 7 months old. But it was like I called the nurse, and she said, "Don't worry, it will come out the other side," which it did. But I want to suggest that today, even or in the house, take something. It could be a doorknob. Really study it, feel it, be with it. And, you know, and if you're outside, it's even more fun because you can take a plant or a leaf and put your hands on it or even a cloud. Look at it. What does it look like? If you were in it, how would it feel? So, you know, the awe and the wonder comes from really being with things totally.
And another thing we could do as a practice in this is to take something in your house or wherever you are, and just as you said, to be with it, but to maybe look at it like you've never seen it before, and you don't know what the name is.
I think that's great. That's like children do.
Yeah, and play with it. Mm-hmm. See if it works, if it does something, or what it's supposed to be like, and then see what you would name it. You have to give it a name.
Now, I think that's a great idea. What would you call a cat?
That soft. Of course, you're asking me what I would call a cat. It would be a fur ball, a ball of fur, a fur ball.
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing is with little children, you actually don't, as part of the playful part,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be a word. It can be a sound.
Yes.
Because little children interpret things with sounds until they get their full verbal thing going. And
yeah.
So, you know, just play with things yourself. Say, what would be the sound that I could make for this door? You know,
well, just to tell you that the first toy I ever was given was a stuffed cat, you know, and I called it Loidle Loidle. That's what the name was, because I used to make a sound with it when I kissed it all the time. I'd put it to my face and go Loidle 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 Loidle, so it became Loidle Loidle.
It's so cute.
Yeah. Oh.
So I think it's actually
a fun thing to do today, you know?
Yes, and I think it's something, what we want to do is take ourselves out of the seriousness that we're always in.
And also the frustration of the lockdown or the COVID-19 that we're in. There's so much frustration going around right now. It would be wonderful to take yourself away from that and do something at home.
And imagine all of the things you've got in your your apartment or house.
Yeah.
That you could look at as if you've never seen them and then rename them with sounds.
Yes, absolutely fun.
So when we are a child, everything's new, everything's fresh, and that includes people. So if you have, because we all do that post-it thing, we've talked about it, which is when we live with somebody or we know them, we see them first of all, and then we have already decided who they are and where they are. And so when we see them, we don't actually see them. We see the poster of what we think they are.
Yeah.
So today, when you see people, be as if you've never seen them, like a child, so that you look at somebody and they're fresh and they're new and you've never seen them before.
I would make a little addendum here and just say, don't do this while you're driving.
Oh, no. Don't do any of this while you're driving, actually. I mean, you can look at things. I find I loaned my car once to a friend, And she said, wherever I was driving, I thought I was looking at everything. She said, I felt like I was a big eye. And that's because wherever I go, I'm always looking at everything as I'm driving, particularly nature, of course.
Yeah.
And so it's a wonderful place when you're driving. You focus on your driving, but then out of the corners of your eyes, you see all these amazing pieces of nature, no matter where you are, actually.
Wow. I just have to be careful when I'm driving. I don't want to.
You do. I think everybody needs to be careful when you're driving.
But you know, this is.
You know, when you stop,
if you're at home today or in your garden, if you have a garden, just wander around your house and look at something that you've got there. I mean, right now I have a choice of a door handle on a sliding door, and why is it made that way? And look at that, and then a beautiful rose that Bob cut from the garden the other day, one of our roses, which is just so beautiful, and just looking at the texture of the leaves and the gentleness of something like that. Now, what would I call that if I was a child and didn't know the name of it? What would I call that? Probably lips.
Mm.
Anyway, it's a fun thing.
It's a fun thing to do, and I think having the childlike wonder and the childlike playfulness, and you can get other people to do it too. You know, maybe you want to go out and buy a few board games, or you know, Amazon them or something, and or just different. You know, buy something that you can have fun with on the computer if you can't get out. If so. Play some games. If you can play them with someone else, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Sometimes you can play them over the internet with someone, and that's really fun.
And the other thing is puzzles. And that's what my sister has got involved in, is these amazing puzzles, and she puts them on the dining room table. And so when she wants some quiet time, she just sits and tries to put the puzzle together. That's a wonderful thing. And it's also very calming. And I know at the cancer center where I go, they always have a puzzle on the table in the waiting room for people to sit and do a puzzle. So that's a lovely calming thing, I find, our puzzles.
Because it takes you away from your thoughts and puts you into focusing on one thing. When I tell the story too, but when I was in school, it was a very tough school, English kind of grammar beat-up school. And when I used to get home, I would just, I'm not an artist, not like my sisters at really were, both of them are deceased, were incredible drawers to draw and paint. But I would just sit out there and draw an ant for a half an hour when I got home, or a piece of grass. And as I did that, I would find all of the fuss, all of the difficultness of the school would go away, and I'd just be totally with that piece of grass.
Oh,
I didn't draw it to show anybody. I just drew it because it drew me in and took everything else away.
That's a lovely thing to do. That's a lovely thing to do. And another thing are those coloring books that are like mandalas or beautiful woodland scenes or pictures of animals that are hand-drawn, and you color in the spaces of what this is. And one of the things that I used to do with my mother when she was getting dementia was use only three colors. What are the three colors you want to do? And focus on that.
Mm.
That really helped so much with the focus on the coloring and the coloring. We have so many.
And the doodling.
The doodling.
Doodling is very powerful because it takes you away from your logical brain.
Yeah.
And puts you in a space of, you know, you don't want to try to draw anything, particularly when you're doodling initially, unless it turns into something. But you just want to take different colors and just start moving around a nice-sized pad of paper. It could be a little. It could be the back of a tissue box, Kleenex box, if you want to. But it just it's very soothing, and it can be very playful if you allow it to be, too. So doodling is a wonderful way of being childlike as well. And dancing. If you put dancing and singing takes you there as well.
Yes, or if you vacuum, put on the Pointer Sisters and vacuum. What a, it's fabulous. It's fabulous to vacuum to the Pointer Sisters.
Well, that's the thing, is finding fun ways to do what you always do.
Yes.
And make things playful that you do. Even a shower, you could put some music on and dance while you're in the shower, but be careful you don't slip. But, you know, and those are all really helpful things, because as adults, we've been gifted with both the logical and the creative brain. Most of us have lost a huge amount of the creative brain, but we can bring it back. And that can be brought back with playfulness and wonder, as you know, that you're being more like a child. And then we've got the gift of having both the logical and the creative, because as children, we didn't have the logical yet. It takes at least at 6, the brain changes. At 13, it changes again. So what we have now is we have the ability to have this incredible circular brain. And I think all of this will help develop. Then we feel more comfortable, more comforted, and easy.
I just adore you, Fiona.
I love you, Jill. Anything more to say before we finish up the?
No, but I think it's such a good idea to take ourselves out of the frustration. And any negativity by bringing joy back, as if we were children, in discovering something new.
And the other thing is, don't forget, when you're out, when you see children, watch them. I mean, don't kind of glue your eyes to them, because the parents will get nervous. But focus every so often, you know, just take a little glance of how they are. You can tell if a child's been allowed to be who they are.
Yes.
Because they're playful and they're easy.
Yeah, there's some wonderful photographs.
Children.
There are wonderful photographs going around now of little children playing in mud puddles, you know, and getting filthy dirty and saying, this is the way we should allow children to behave, to grow and develop. It's like
Both you and I had a lot of ability. We were lucky. I grew up in the bush in Africa, and you grew up having a lot of outside time. Mm-hmm. And I was always filthy, so it was, my parents didn't care, and that was a gift. So the same as my daughter, got some pictures of her with mud on her and paint on her. And, you know, it's just like she could be free with that, because I knew it was so good for her.
That's what we can give ourselves now during this time when we're at home and nobody's around us and we're protecting ourselves and our family, is just have, you know, an outrageous costume day. If you've got kids at home, just put on outrageous costumes, and you can change as many times as you want during the day. And
you can finger paint. You can finger paint, too.
Absolutely. Finger painting is wonderful. Finger paint
it's
each
really
other.
Yeah. That's a fun thing. People are sometimes uncomfortable with painting themselves, but I think you can paint your face. Finger painting is great, because you put the paint down and you let your hands just go. You can see why people love to paint with abstract things, because you can just go wild and on a piece of paper, or even on your table in the kitchen, and wipe it up.
I think that's great. I think you've got me busy today. I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to paint myself.
Well, I'm going to go dance with the dogs.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
This is Earth Tribe Radio at www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.